here's a story from The World.
A COVID-19 vaccine that is 90% effective, that is the hope offered by pharma giant Pfizer today in preliminary analysis from the clinical trial of its vaccine that's being developed with a German drug maker. Here to help us break down what this might mean is Saad Omar, director of Yale's Institute for Global Health. He's been active in the National Academy of Medicine and World Health Organization panels on COVID-19 vaccines. Saad Omar, thanks for being with us. This announcement comes from Pfizer itself, so outside experts have not reviewed the analysis yet. But what do you make of this claim? What would it mean if a vaccine were 90% effective?
Obviously, we need more data to be more definitive about these outcomes. But from the surface of it, it's good news. It's a good news both in terms of the fact that they're reporting 90% efficacy. But one concern we had was that this vaccine would work differentially in older populations versus younger populations, like influenza, where that's what we see. But if with that high in efficacy and knowing the overall composition of their trial population, it gives me some reassurance that even if there are differences by age, they're not likely to be that large, at least based on this initial data.
So tell us what you know about this Pfizer vaccine. How does it work?
So this is an mRNA vaccine, so messenger RNA vaccine, that works through signaling to the cell what is desired rather than presenting an antigen or a protein or something or a whole organism around which an immune response is mounted. One advantage these vaccines are that they're rather quick to develop compared to other technologies once you have identified the virus.
Well, you kind of alluded to it there, so maybe you don't have the answer, but how could this vaccine be scaled up and what are the opportunities and challenges when it comes to who has access to it around the globe?
So we know that we'll have to do some prioritization of various groups. In the U.S., it's the National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine that came up with the prioritization scheme. Similarly, WHO has a roadmap for prioritizing various groups, and the supply won't be enough for the whole population. So that's a big challenge. The good news is that Pfizer has already done some production, a few million doses, even prior to approval, so that if the vaccine gets approved, they are ready to go. But we should be realistic about the fact that there will be some time before most of the world will be vaccinated.
There's already some perhaps premature excitement in stock markets to this news. But what do you make of these results? I mean, if it's not published, what questions do you have, Saad Omar?
Yeah, so I have several questions. First of all, I want to look at the actual data in terms of at what point they saw efficacy in terms of the follow-up period. What were the characteristics of various subgroups in terms of their relative efficacy? What was the immune response like, the biological response? In terms of safety data, what were some of the safety considerations they had in terms of some of the events? They will be presenting their safety data to FDA after at least 2 months of follow-up after the second dose. So this should not be, from a public health perspective, the end of story in terms of vaccine development.
One last thing, Saad Omar. President-elect Joe Biden, as you know, has released an outline for taking on COVID-19. That includes a task force with several of your Yale colleagues in public health. Globally, what does this action mean in this moment?
I think it signals that the scientific enterprise within the U.S. will be utilized to its potential going forward. The composition of the group signals that the focus is on science. And so that reassures the world. That reassures that the data coming out of the U.S. can be used by other regulatory agencies, can be used by public health decision makers to make their own decisions without having to go through the process themselves. Obviously, countries look at their own data, but you could look towards the U.S. data and you can say, okay, if the FDA has approved it, there is credibility behind it. So therefore, I think the overall signal is good for the world.
Saad Omar directs Yale's Institute for Global Health. Thank you very much for your time.
My pleasure.